A crowd gawked at the elegant lords and ladies moving in and out through the gates. Tom peered forward when what seemed a miracle occurred. Inside the gates stood a boy who looked to be about Tom's own age. "Look at his clothes. I never dreamed there were such clothes. And see how those noblemen smile at him and bow. Why, he must be a prince." Tom drew closer to the gates to get a better look. Suddenly, one of the guards grabbed him and tossed him back at the crowd, sneering,
"Get away from there, young pauper!"
And many among the crowd laughed. But behind the gates, the prince did not laugh. "How dare you treat a subject of the king, my father, in such a fashion? Open the gates and bring him inside at once." A moment later, Tom Canty found himself inside the king's own palace and in the company of Edward, Prince of Wales, son of King Henry VIII. "You look hungry," said the prince, and leading Tom to his own royal chambers, he sent servants for food. Soon Prince Edward had Tom's story from him. "You mean your father and your grandmother beat you? My father is always kind to me, although he can have a terrible temper toward other people." Tom knew, everyone knew, that King Henry's enemies soon died or were locked up in the Tower of London. He changed the subject.
"My mother is good to me. So are my sisters, Nan and Bet. They are twins, sire, 15 years old.
"My sister Elizabeth is 14, replied His Highness. "And our cousin, the Lady Jane Grey, is my age. They are very kind. And Elizabeth is really quite brilliant. But my eldest sister, Mary, is rather difficult." And he, too, changed the subject.
"How many servants do you have?"
"None, sire."
"No servants? But who helps dress you in the morning?"
"No one, sire, since these are my only clothes."
"What?"
"Yes, sire. And had I beautiful clothing such as yours, it would not do. We lads race and swim in the river and play in the mud and the rain and the snow and wrestle with one another. And so, you see, even garments such as yours would soon look like mine."
Prince Edward thought this life of freedom and play sounded wonderful. What he wouldn't give for just one day spent in such an existence. "Yes, I can see where your clothing would be more appropriate."
"But, sire, how wonderful it must be to dress in such finery as yours."
Suddenly the prince exclaimed,
"Well, let us each experience what we wish, if only for half an hour. We shall exchange clothing."
And 5 minutes later they had done so, laughing. But when they turned to the mirror, the laughter died suddenly away.
"You look just like me," exclaimed Prince Edward.
"And I look so like you that if that guard saw me dressed this way, he would... But is that a bruise on your neck? Did he hurt you? Why, I'll have his... Wait here." He snatched an object up off his desk and put it away. Then he hurried off to punish the guard's cruelty, leaving his visitor behind. When he reached the gates, Edward demanded, "Open at once for the Prince of Wales." The guard who had hurt Tom Canty was still on duty, and mistaking Edward for the poor lad, he struck him on the side of the head and sent him sprawling into the crowd.
"Here's for getting me in trouble," he snarled.
Springing to his feet, Edward shouted, "I'll have your head for that. I am the Prince of Wales, and my person is sacred." The guard mocked him.
"So sorry, Your Highness. Now get out of here."
The crowd roared with laughter, and lifting Edward onto their shoulders, carried him off, thinking he was Tom.